Hello, we are on a special lesson on the topic of faith above reason. We're going to read selected excerpts from the sources, starting with excerpt number 73. You can find the study material on Kab.tv and Shiva Tova. To watch the study material from the Ravut system, you should press the study material icon on the top menu. You can send the questions to Shiva Tova. Selected questions will be asked here.
Let's read the excerpt itself. I just saw that the excerpt itself pretty much organizes us, arranges us for the lesson correctly.
From Rabash, what is do not add and do not take away in the work? Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. He must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the King, if he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, but only above reason, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks.
In other words, first of all, we try, as we said lately, as we've been saying recently, that we want to be above reason, meaning I know what I want, how I see life, how I look at the world, and then I dress in what the Creator, as we learned, thinks and sees, the degree of being, the degree of faith, and I try to relate to everything in this way through Bina. And when I see the gap between what I was like before I clothed in Bina and after I clothed in Bina, that's the difference between me and the Creator, between within reason and faith above reason. So as Rabar says here, I have to criticize. Can I have the right relation to reality? Only above reason? Only as I imagine the Creator as being? Or can I already have this relation, this degree, truly be in me and determine my approach to reality constantly? Meaning what I attained above reason, the outlook on the world, the way the Creator sees it, that this will become my view. And then I once again picture what above reason could be like. And then again I try to make it my view. And that way I rise from below reason to above reason, from my degree to the degree of the Creator. And each time I try to do this. Along the way, of course, I see that I can't. And then I ask the Creator, and my prayer should yield the reaction, the answer, that what I imagined as looking at the world with faith above reason, now I begin to see that after I ask, try, it truly becomes my view. So that's how I rise from state to state. These states are still only in my internal perception, not in the actual reality where I replace one world with another, the corporeal world with the spiritual world. But we gradually approach it and we try. And after a few such exercises, when we don't quit, but each moment we want to be in these jumps from within reason to above reason. When we do this, we are rewarded with the Creator, letting us into the degree of above reason, and it becomes my reason, my view. So each time I make an effort to rise from my reason to above reason, to see the world through the eyes of the Creator, the way I can imagine it, from reception to bestowal. And I ask the Creator to help me and design me in the degree of above reason. And that's how we rise. Let's read it again.
Again, 73 by Rabash. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. And he must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the King. If he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. And when he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state when he sees the importance of spirituality, but only above reason. That calculation can create in him deficiency and pain for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks.
For the Creator to truly elevate him to the degree of above reason, and from there he will determine his relation to life, approach to life. And in this way, when he accepts, receives this degree, he will, from it onward, he'll begin to think, what else is there in above reason? Because that's already became his reason, his view. So that's how he rises each time, from reason to above reason. And that above reason, when it becomes his reason, he rises further above reason. He criticizes, he's not ashamed, he prays. And that's our way. Please ask. This is the work we should do every day, every single moment. And it's okay if a person sees that all of a sudden he didn't scrutinize, he didn't criticize yesterday, and he forgot about it for half a day. He can always complete it today. Compliment it today, and that's how he constantly advances. Please. We see no questions. Okay, I will read it again. Oh, there are a few? Okay, I'll read it again. Item 73. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, when does he come to it? When he asks the Creator to see the importance in the eyes of the Creator, through the eyes of the Creator, the importance of spirituality in the eyes of the Creator, how good it is to be in bestowal, how good it is to be in giving, in connection. When I imagine when I depict to myself how the spiritual state, the spiritual world, the spiritual approach is sublime and special. This is called, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, meaning how the Creator's nature, relation, the Creator Himself is great, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. What is the left line? Meaning he must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the King. Not that he sees everything through the eyes of the Creator, how it is in his eyes, but the way it is in his own eyes. If he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator, only in bestowal, when he sees that within reason that he is bare and destitute, he can't. It's not his degree. He can depict to himself for some time what it means to be in bestowal, connection, love, in the qualities of Bina. But it's not really his. It is only some sort of a fantasy. In that state, he sees that he is bare and destitute, that it's not his. That state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, but only above reason, so he can imagine it. It's like this is the degree of the Creator, and I can somehow imagine it being so. That calculation can create in him deficiency and pain, because it's not mine. When I picture that state of connection, love, bestowal, it's not mine. And if I picture it, I feel myself even more lacking for being in utter lowliness. He is in pain for being in utter lowliness. So that criticism, the gap between the 2 degrees, mine and the Creator's, creates in me deficiency and pain. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer. So precisely when he feels the gap between my state and what I should be like in above reason. From that, I feel pain, and that gives me the ability to pray. Here, we mustn't remain in the sorrow, but turn it into that feeling of sorrow, turn it into a prayer. And that prayer is very effective. The Creator answers quickly such a request from a person. When a person wants to be in the degree of bestowal, the degree of Bina, the degree of the Creator, when he asks for this, if he made efforts and calculated and came to the prayer, then he gets the answer for the prayer. Ita 4.
Boker Tov, Rav. Yesh lanu shtaim sheilot, bevakasha. La prima è, in quale stato dobbiamo ricevere la grandezza del Creatore? All'interno della ragione o al di sopra della ragione?
The first question is,
what state do we need to receive the greatness of the Creator? Inside, within reason or above it?
The greatness of the Creator is certainly above reason. How can you feel the greatness of the Creator within reason? But once you somehow picture the greatness of spirituality, and you then check and see what I have compared to this, then you've got the gap between the 2 degrees, and out of that sensation, you raise a prayer. Okay. Holland.
Good morning, Ralph. It looks like, let's say, in the article, that one must shift, let's say, to the left line, as if one must ask for the left line. We always learned that the Creator gave us the left line, and that we should not ask for it. How must I interpret this this article?
Both are true. If I am already on the right, if I already imagine how I should see the world through the force of bestowal, in the eyes of the Creator, in faith above reason, if I picture it this way, then I criticize. Is this in me above reason? Meaning, am I already fantasizing this? What it means to be in bestowal, in connection, in love, how to see spirituality, if I were in it. So I see the gap between me and spirituality. And that gap is good, because I, out of this difference, out of this gap between what I want and what I have is what I have now within my reason. And what I want is is a degree of bestowal, of bina I would like to be in. So out of those two degrees where I have the gap between them, out of that I can activate a prayer, a request to the Creator, help me to truly rise in my qualities to the degree of faith above reason, the degree of bestowal above reception. Do this for me. And because I ask to be close to the Creator, to be similar to Him, to achieve some level of dvikut, adhesion with Him, to be in bestowal, then of course this request, if it comes in me out of pain, out of feeling the deficiency of feeling where I am and where I'd like to be, that deficiency works as man. And then I impel the upper degree, the Creator, to bring down mud to me, the power of correction, and then I acquire that higher degree that was in me as faith above reason. Now I acquire it as reason, as my reason, my view. And I stand on it. I understand and feel within reason. So now, within reason, what is spirituality? So, every person who goes with faith above reason acquires a bigger and higher reason, and that way ascends from above reason to within reason, from above reason to within reason. He turns what was above reason for him into his reason, and then he rises to a higher degree, which is above his reason. And that's how we ascend, how we climb. This is actually the only spiritual action we need to learn. This is how it goes in clicks. You climb each time to a higher level. In other words, I am in my state, I see this world, I imagine what it must be like to be on the spiritual level, in bestowal, in connection, in dvikut, in all the states that we can imagine as spirituality. I try as much as possible to adapt myself, adjust myself to it. And then I ask the Creator to elevate me to that quality of bestowal, quality of bina. And if He grants me this, and He does it with my real deficiency, then I rise to that higher degree. And then instead of imagining what it means to be in bestowal, in spirituality, in love, in connection, I'm already in it to some extent. And then I can, well, of course, I thank the Creator instead of the litany, the prayer of request. I give him thanks. I give him the prayer of gratitude. I thank him for doing this miracle for me, to elevating me to the first spiritual degree. And then once again, I imagine what it must be to be in a higher level, to see through the eyes of the Creator reality. And again, I see the gap between my degree and that degree, between reason and above reason. And again, I ask the Creator to elevate me, because I want to be in this. And this is how we work. Try it. We'll have more words between us. And we will perform actions. This is called practical Kabbalah.
Ita 3.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno Rav. Questo lavoro stupendo che ci stai dicendo adesso, come farlo all'interno della decina? Come ne parli sembra un lavoro individuale, no? Come farlo nella decina? Grazie.
This wonderful spiritual work seems like individual work. How do we do it inside the ten? Rav, it's not individual work. It is individual, but I do it from within the ten. Because I speak about connection, love, dvikut among the friends, and that together we are adhered and with the Creator. We've come to a state where we're all together, and you can't really distinguish us, tell us apart. That's the state we want to come to, where we lose ourselves and feel, instead of me, I feel the group. And that's how we come to a state where we feel the whole Kli of Adam HaRishon as one. That's our whole correction, to come from a state where the whole Kli of Adam HaRishon, from the souls, from the broken souls, that connected together. This is how we should picture ourselves each time. So, when I feel myself alone, it's correct. But where do I aspire to be connected with the whole ten in one kli? So, spirituality is increasing connection. There's nothing else. Increasing connection among us through the upper force that the Creator gives us.
Latin.
Okay. Latin 1.
Gracias, Rab.
Rab. Thank you, Rab.
Se nota cierta similitud con el estado de despertó al amanecer. ¿Podría decirnos
this? Is somewhat similar to the state of the awakening of the dawn. Can you explain if there is a connection between them or a contradiction between the two states?
Yeah, you're right. That's the way it is. This is called awakening the dawn.
Latin.
Correct. Latin 2.
Gracias, Rab. La pregunta es,
thank you, Rav. The question is, if the prayer, if the prayer is a request from the heart for the friends, why should I also ask for what I'm lacking, and by that, canceling my desire?
What I am lacking is to make all the friends, including me, connected to such a degree that we will create out of this the right kli, the right vessel for the revelation of the Creator, which is really His whole purpose, all He wants, to be revealed in the lower ones.
UK.
UK.
Доброе утро, Рав. Я когда прошу о левой линии, у меня всегда получается, что раскрывается эта левая линия относительно...
Good morning. When I'm asking for the left line, it appears that this line is revealed relative to a specific friend.
I don't know what you're saying and I don't want to talk about it. Listen to what I'm saying and do this, period. Simple. Period.
Kiev 1.
Oh, sorry, command. Киев 1.
Положим из этого состояния бины, в которое иногда удается, скажем, подняться в соединение с товарищами.
Let's say that a person can rise to a connection with the friends. How to start looking for that deficiency correctly? How to look for it in that state?
Once I come to a state where I picture spirituality compared to my state, what I should have. Everyone is in bestowal, everyone is in love, everyone is in connection. Everyone is in a beautiful, uniform way. After that, I kind of established in front of me, in my fantasy, as if it's like that. But when I picture it, I feel myself as being in the quality of bestowal, as being in the quality of love. And then I return to myself and I see that I am totally unrelated to this, out of this. But I already have 2 degrees and the gap between them. Then, out of the gap between them, I can raise a prayer and ask the Creator to elevate me from the degree of my reason to the degree of above reason. Correct me by this. And then I begin to feel that He really does it. Try and practice. Practice it. And you'll see that He elevates us from the degree of within reason to above reason. And then we begin to truly see the world as being in some sort of connection, in bestowal, in some hitkalalut, mingling. We begin to see some correction in the general system of the souls, and it's not imagination, it exists as well. All those states exist. It just depends on those who see it or don't see it. It's like a baby compared to a grown-up. A grown-up sees many more things in the same reality where he is physically with the baby, but the baby doesn't see it. So are we. We only discover things that already exist. Nothing changes. Only from the perspective of the attaining individual.
То есть я возвращаюсь к себе, как вы сказали, для того, чтобы добавить в отдачу, да, то есть добавить еще.
I return to myself, as you said, to add in bestowal, to add more to this degree of above reason. Do I understand it correctly?
What you had within reason, you now rise above reason. And in this, and this above reason becomes your new reason. Your new view. It's a new degree of reason. What was above reason becomes your reason. And then you can imagine what is even higher than that in faith above reason. So Malchut always rises to Bina, so to speak. And when you are in Bina, you say, no, that's not enough. I want a higher level of Bina, greater faith, above reason. And that's how you constantly rise each time.
Я как бы прошу постоянного состояния вот этого вот этой отдачи, да, то есть чтобы я просто постоянно в нем находился.
Maybe I'm asking for a permanent state of bestowal to be in.
No, there is no such thing. You can't rise if you're constantly in bestowal. You have to feel that you are in bestowal and reception. You rise on the degrees with 2 levels. what was in me. Now I am in reason. I elevate myself to faith above reason. It becomes my reason, my new reason, my new degree. I ask to rise from it to a higher level above reason, to faith. And that's how faith becomes reason. Faith becomes reason. It is Malchut that rises higher and higher and higher to the levels of Bina. Start working and you'll see we have to start implementing it in practice. You'll see how Rav Asher writes it. Read this excerpt 73 several times until you see that. Well, if you have questions, by all means, no problem.
Spain 1.
Spain 1.
Ver el mundo a través de los ojos del Creador es la capacidad de anulación frente a la decena, el esfuerzo de uno.
Antonio de Barcelona Joel, Antonio is asking, should we see the world through the Creator's eyes? Oh, to see the world through the Creator's eyes is a result of annulling before the ten?
Yes. What does that mean? What do Kabbalists write for us? What does Rabash write for us, for example, about the articles about society? He only says, if you're a little more corrected, then you should be in this and that state. That's it. It's always how we read in the wisdom of Kabbalah. They depict for us our next more corrected states, our following USA more corrected states. That's it. USA Northeast.
About what you were just explaining to the friend, to be completely immersed in that point of thought and intention in the request, in that prayer, is this the meaning of, you know, being connected in mind and heart to the Creator?
I can't say that it's connection to the Creator. There are additions here, but to the ten, certainly.
German one.
German one.
Question from a friend in my ten. We say that we should not ask for ourselves. So can you explain what does it mean to speak a heartfelt prayer? What does it mean to ask to pray a heartfelt prayer if we don't ask for ourselves?
I didn't understand you at all. What am I asking? What am I asking?
What does it mean to pray a heartfelt prayer?
A heartfelt prayer means to pray from the biggest, most internal desire I have. Okay. All right. From what do we begin? Well, Be'er Sheva.
I just want to clarify, this work is throughout all the hours of the day, during the lesson, outside of it, or there's a difference?
All the time, no differences. All the time, only in this.
No.
And another question?
Yeah.
And
this work, I can...
I can do only
if I worked on the connection during the lesson, it gives you the strength.
No. Just start working. You still have no discernments. You haven't started. Start and you'll have an accurate question, precise question. PT 12.
Good
morning, Rav.
When we criticize from the within reason, we understand that how much we are opposite from spirituality. So my question is that you said that we need to do with the 10, and through the 10 we need to attain true greatness of spirituality. So what actions do we need to do with the 10?
Hibur. Hibur, Motik.
Connection.
Shamir.
Connection. What's with you, Shamir? This whole work within reason, above reason, is mainly in the 10. Also with respect to the world, because we are already in the general correction of all of reality. But it's mainly inside the 10. When I want to imagine the next degree, it is that we are connected into one body, where although we have different desires, different points in the heart, etc., we want to connect them all together into one point. And we ask the Creator to connect them. And then, to the extent that these points are connected together, He can clothe in them, meaning to be revealed. This is called the revelation of the Creator to the created being. The Creator can't be revealed to one person. There is no place in a person. He can show Himself. Only, you need to have at least two people, because there's a gap between them. And as much as they try to connect between them, you've got plus and minus, and the difference between them is the place where the Creator is revealed. PT 31.
You explained that along the way you reach points where you're unable, you're incapable, and then you pray. What is the meaning of being incapable?
It's when I see that I am on a different level compared to how I imagine the degree of Bina. There is me, and there is how I picture spirituality, and there's a difference between them, a gap. And then I pray because I want to be on the level that I picture spirituality.
There's value to a prayer when a person is able and nevertheless he tries to pray?
There's no such thing as a person being able. Able to do what? To rise above reason? To faith above reason?
The feeling that he now sees that there is above reason, Bina, and he is not there. How to make it real? How not to do it within reason? How does he know that it's not reason who's telling him?
I'm asking you, read this excerpt 10 times, split it into pieces, study it, examine it, and then we'll talk. You haven't grasped what he's writing here. Not only you, but this is what I recommend. Okay? Tel Aviv 10.
Good morning, dear Rav, friends. Each time we acquire the next degree, it's within reason. Does that make it easier for the rest of the path?
It doesn't make our way easier. This is the way itself. When I constantly elevate myself from within reason to above reason, and above reason becomes my new reason, and then I perform the same action of raising myself to a higher level of faith above reason and more, this is called the spiritual ascent from within reason to above reason, and then above reason becomes my reason, and then I elevate myself higher still to above reason. And that's how the degrees work. That's the ladder.
And it becomes harder each time in every degree?
Why are you thinking about difficult or not difficult? I don't understand these questions. You're not asking what to do, but rather you philosophize. It's difficult. Does it help us? It doesn't help us. You're not asking about the work itself, but about everything else, which are completely unimportant. Focus group.
Shalom Rav.
Hello Rav. Many times when we do this action, when we describe the correct attitude that we want to have between us, like what it means to be above reason, there's pain from the gap and naturally a request goes up. But many times when the gap appears, it's felt that we don't really want to bestow. We don't reveal a prayer. There's a gap, but there's no pain. What is that state?
There needn't be pain. Why should there be pain? I may be delighted that I can even imagine a state that is above my reason. That spirituality is connection, love, consideration, adhesion with one another and with the Creator who is in between us. And I can imagine a more corrected state. And as a result of this, I begin to see how, from seeing the situation, as Rabash said, a person goes back to his own state. Let's read it again. Once man has come to feel the importance of spirituality, bestowal above reason, which is called, one should always establish the praise of the Creator, meaning how great spirituality is, how great the upper force is, great in terms of its value. Then is the time when a person must shift to the left line. What is the left line? Meaning he must criticize how he truly feels within reason the importance of the King. Meaning, what he felt now in above reason, the way he imagined spirituality to himself, does he feel it in his current state, his real state within reason, the importance of the Creator? The importance of the Creator that you measure compared to that. If he is truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator in his current state, in spirituality, he imagines it this way, that then he can work for the sake of the Creator, for bestowal, for the sake of others, for everyone. When he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that he doesn't want any of it, he doesn't care, he doesn't yearn for it, that state, when he sees the importance of spirituality, that spirituality is not important to him within reason, within his own degree. But it is only above reason in him. That calculation, the gap between the degrees, in his feeling, in his understanding, in his mind and heart, when he feels the gap between the degrees, that calculation can create in him deficiency and pain. Why am I not in it? And for being in utter lowliness, when he sees this, the gap between spirituality and corporeality, that gives him the ability to give a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks. Because he really lacks desires to rise to the spiritual level.
Try to express it specifically in the state where he sees that he's deficient, when the gap is revealed. Then talking about the opposite state, when he doesn't lack it, he doesn't want to bestow. I don't want to be there. I'm good where I'm at. What is that state?
You don't want to be in spirituality.
Yeah, that's what appears.
Very well. Very well. You came to the doctor and I'm telling you what to do, just like with a patient. So I'm telling you, it's very good that you feel that you're not, don't want spirituality. You're not lacking it. But you know a little bit about what is spirituality compared to corporeality, and you know that you don't want it. There are such things. I remember that I would constantly smoke, and then a doctor told me, you have to quit, you have to quit, you have to quit, for many years. And I wouldn't quit it. So there are times when a person is in the bad but doesn't recognize it as bad. So that's, there's a difference between being in the bad and recognizing the bad. So you're not in it yet. It's enough for you to stay where you are. What do? You've got the group, you've got the lessons, and you continue more and more and more, and the reforming light influences you, and you will come to want. You will even want because you see that your friends are already asking questions that you don't even imagine these questions. And they already understand my answers. And you have no understanding about these answers. You don't have the questions, so you don't have the answers as well, etc. So out of envy, you will start wanting because you don't have it. It will awaken at some point, in some way, for sure. But the fact that you say, I don't care, I can remain the way I am, I'm happy this way, that too is a spiritual state. It is a spiritual state. Even the state of, I prefer to die than to live, is also a spiritual state. So keep going, and that's what's important. Just keep going. And what the mind doesn't do, time does. And the lights constantly work. And the more you're in the 10, and the 10 draws the lights, they influence you. So don't worry, and you'll advance together with them.
Latin 3.
Latin 3.
Maestro, buongiorno, grazie per l'opportunità di chiedere. Ecco, volevo chiedere questo. La qualità del desiderio di ricevere cambia quando abbiamo...
I wanted to ask, the quality of the will to receive, does it change when we acquire the intention? And how do we not fall into the will to receive and use it for our own benefit?
You'll fall. So what? Don't worry about it. You don't need to worry about the states you're going to go through. You're not in charge of all those things. In your mind, you understand the entire system, where you're falling to and when you're not. You need to worry about one thing only. How do I raise myself to a higher degree? Simple. That's what ahead of me, and there's this path, and I'm crossing it through a narrow trail. That's it. And what's happening on the sides, everything, demons, ghosts, worlds, Patsufim, influencing me this way, that way. Also in this world, look at the disturbances we have. I don't care about it. I completely don't care about it. I look only through this narrow, tiny hole, and I'm looking through it. That's the only thing I'm looking at. It's like when you wish to aim a rifle at the target, you look at nothing else. There's only you and the target and the connection between them. Don't look at anything. Everything will fall into place. It's going to be problems and big mess around you, but you need to know this is my reason, this is above reason, and I need to make what's above reason into my new reason, my new degree. That's it. And when you will see what Rabash is writing in his articles about the society, he's writing about that precisely. How do we raise from reason to above reason, from reason to above reason? This is the entire reason for writing these short articles, how to be integrated in a 10.
So?
Se posso, volevo semplicemente, è solo che a volte è come se
si fosse
di non arrivare, di non fare bene, cioè non sai se
stai facendo cosa. Sometimes we don't come to, I don't do, how do you know if you're working correctly or not? Is this what you're talking about?
If I know that I'm doing good or not, then I open Arubash's articles about the society and I check myself, am I doing what's written there or not? That's it. If I do what is written there, it's good. If I don't, it's possible that I'm making a mistake and it's bad. Only in this way.
Kiev 2.
Когда десятка, как написано, восхваляет WhatsApp, я чувствую,
when the ten praises the Creator, and I feel that I'm not on their level.
Зависть, она может от того, что я,
and that envy,
она может поднять меня на их уровень и
from not being with them, can it elevate me to their level?
О чем? О том,
that
что
prayer,
я, что мне не хватает связи,
what is it about? About not having connection with the friends to rise to their level? Or because I'm in these lowly states?
We constantly check ourselves relative to the ten. We need to understand that the Creator is arranging all of it for us. There is no else besides Him who determines our states, both individual and collective. And if I feel that I'm not in connection with the ten, then it's arranged from above. But the fact that it's arranged from above doesn't mean that I need to calm down. Oh, the Creator is doing it for me. Rather, He arranged it for me so I would advance. And each state that we feel, the worst possible state, is felt in us only as a means for advancement. In each and every degree, whatever it may be, it's a means for advancement. And I need to rise higher from it. And the worse the state, the higher the leap I can make from them. So I recommend to you not to enter into your feelings, rather stay on track, be more heroic. That each time, whatever I do, I need to act. It's coming from the Creator. He's arranging my inner world, and I need to locate, scrutinize what should I do. That's it. Whether or not I know it, also in the connection with the Creator, I need to scrutinize it. And that's what I do. Make the Creator a constant partner with you in all the states. You never let go of Him in the lowest point and in the highest state. And in between the two, you're always with the Creator. Then you will see how successful you can be. Our problem is that
Latin free.
Gracias, Rab, buenos días. ¿Qué tiene más fuerza o más impacto en lo espiritual? ¿El despertar desde abajo o el despertar desde arriba?
Gerardo from Monterrey is asking, what is more powerful? What, an awakening from above or from below?
Kashe lagit. Kashe lagit. Abore poel derech kol ha...
It's hard to say. The Creator works through all those states, from above, from below, through the friends.
Vesura tzdadit, mikulam.
Kind of in this indirect way through others. It's hard to say. We have to acquire the general form of the situation and how I, by using that state, I can achieve bestowal, I can come to the group, to humanity and to the Creator, specifically in this way, from the love of people to the love of the Creator. So how I can operate myself, okay? Rechovot. Yes, thank you, Rav. Continuing Gershon's question, sometimes you have this lack of spirit. I mean, sometimes you feel like you have to give, but you don't really want to give. And that really gives you a bad mood because it's a clash of values, because you know you have to give. How do I rise to be in it? What's the technique?
I can't tell you more than what I'm telling you. All the rest you need to find in your work. Truly. In those efforts, there you will find the correct behavior, the correct actions you should do. And then you read again the verses that we are preparing for the lesson, and you'll see in them the trail, the straight trail to implementing them, realizing them. But I have no more. I'm explaining to you things that are extremely realistic. Everything that's ahead of us on the path, try each time to realize them. Each time, let's say 20 times a day. Imagine that you are in the state of reason. What does it mean, above reason? How do I ask the Creator to be above reason? How do I check myself? Where am I, and where should I be in faith above reason? How do I activate my prayer? What is it for exactly? What are the elements of the prayer? What are the details I'm asking for to change? Try to chew it, and then you'll begin to feel what is in all those states. And don't ask me about each and every tiny detail. Try to understand by yourself, to feel. The child does not wait for the grown-ups to help him. Rather, he's constantly trying to do things by himself.
Merkaz Echad.
Merkaz One.
Shela Shel Chaver.
A question from a friend. When the Creator awakens in a person the imagination of the next degree of above reason, this is a loan until he completes the degree, and the reward is when it changes into within reason?
I didn't speak about this at all. Where the Creator describes to us the next degree in above reason. We're talking about us depicting to ourselves what the degree above reason is. Tel Aviv 2.
Rav, yesterday after the morning lesson, throughout the day, I felt that I'm with the friends effortlessly, that I was thinking about them, praying to the Creator. What is that state? Is this my reason? And what I needed was only to ask to be in this state?
Clarify it onwards. Check beyond that. But look according to what we talked about today.
Why is the scrutiny that a person does brings him to a prayer to receive within reason and not strengthen even more the faith above reason?
The scrutiny is probably not correct. What does he want to have within reason? We nevertheless are in that prayer within reason all the time. Every person in the world is, every moment, wanting to clarify everything within reason. And all our work is just to depict the states that are above reason and to try to rise to them and ask for them.
It
seems like if a person goes within reason, breaks left, and sees the gap between the existing and desirable, this is supposed to show that the within reason is not enough. He has to aspire for within reason to be better.
No, if he goes back to scrutinize himself within reason, then it needs to be bringing forth a prayer that he wants to raise above reason. That's exactly what he writes here. He writes here, then the time is where he has to shift to the left line and see how he really feels within reason the importance of the king, if he truly is willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. And if not, when he sees within reason that he is bare and destitute, that state when he sees the importance of spirituality, it's only concerned for the sake of the king, where he sees the importance of spirituality in him. But all this is only above reason. So that calculation can create in him a deficiency and pain. For what? For being in utter lowliness, where he can only fantasize these things above reason. And he has the ability to give a heartfelt prayer from his heart for what he's missing, that degree of faith that he's lacking, that he wants to be in bestowal. He just can't. He can only do it as he's depicted to do so, but he can't, as he wants this fantasy to become reality.
It's just that this reality should be kind of a make-believe, that he has a feeling in the organs, even when he looks within reason and sees that he seemingly should. So we should ask that it should be imaginary, no, not receive it within reason. I'm a little confused here.
I don't understand what you're saying. There are two degrees. The way I look at the world and how I depict to the world how I would look if I were to be in the degree of bestowal, in the degree of binan, the degree of the Creator. How would I see the world? And the gap between those two degrees is called reason and a faith above reason. And then I ask to rise to the degree of faith which is above my reason, to additional bestowal to what I'm in. And if I ask, the Creator does it. But I need to depict to myself exactly where I am and where I want to be and how much it hurts me, whether I am or am not there. And if it doesn't hurt me, then I have the group. I look at them, I see that they're trying, and I'll see it that way, because anyone who negates does so in his own flaws. But if I see that they're in mutual bestowal and in the right direction, I will see this, and then I will ask. And if it's prayer, then I will attain for sure a degree of faith above reason, at least the first, second, third. Later, it's more important work, more complex. Okay. Wonderful. I think, Moshe, that we need, or let's not move anymore so we don't confuse you. So let's take this verse, 73, and we will work on it throughout the day. Okay? So all day long we will read excerpt number 73 and try to execute it. And we're moving to the next stage through a song.
Let's sing a song.
Still of the night, a whisper of love awakens inside. Somewhere in the dark there's a flame, a light in our hearts guiding us through the pain. Years of chasing after the wind, but the treasures of life are hidden within. Answer will come down from above, piecing all of the world in one vision of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love. Melody rises with the sun from the silence it came and calls everyone. United here we stand with one voice, a time to give thanks, a time to rejoice. Everything is clear to see, and the walls are no more between man and me. Together in this ocean of love, in the depths of the heart, united as one. From our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one.